CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet lawnmowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Kate Otterbein. Conceptual designs for the rebuild of Goderich's Courthouse Square were completed this spring. With massive infrastructure upgrades set to take place underground, GSP Group and BM Ross presented a streetscape plan that improved accessibility, increased green space, and made better use of the 11.5-meter-wide road that circles the courthouse. Mayor Trevor Bazinet says he's received lots of feedback on the design already.
We have, and there's good and bad with anything, right? So, you know, we still have the opportunity of having some time to play around with what we like and what we don't like, and really put together what we believe is going to be something wonderful that's going to, you know, last our town for the next 60 to 80 years. You know, our downtown is so important because it is our community hub, and we're not going to keep everyone happy with what our final decision is, but I think over time, when people get used to the new layout of the town, we're building for the future as well.
Bazinet said the most negative reaction has been to how the parking stalls around the square were aligned. As we see the temperature rise, ticks are beginning to become more active. Keisha Hackett, public health inspector with Huron Perth Public Health, says it's easy to take precautions to protect yourself.
People can cover up when they're outdoors, so they can wear light-colored clothing, which makes ticks easier to spot. They can also use an insect repellent. When they come back inside, they can put their clothes in a dryer to kill off any ticks that might be on their clothes, and they can also perform a tick check.
She says the tick check needs to be done from head to toe, including your hair, underarms, groins, and behind the knees, as ticks aren't picky with where they grab on. One arrest has been made by Owen Sound Police following multiple break-ins over the weekend. Investigators say video footage from Friday at a Westside business showed a man coming overnight and entered a locked building that held merchandise. According to police, he allegedly stole various items, including a wireless debit machine, and went into another private property at the business. Later in the day, another incident on the east side took place, as well as on Saturday at a Westside apartment. A 34-year-old man of no fixed address was arrested on Sunday. Owen Sound Police say the suspect is wanted by Saugeen Shores Police for similar instances. Ontario needs over 33,000 more nurses and over 50,000 PSWs by 2032, according to the Canadian Press. The news outlet says it received figures from the government that it allegedly tried to keep secret. The numbers needed surpass the number of students currently going through the post-secondary education system. The Listowel Cyclones are Sutherland Cup champs for the second time in franchise history. Listowel beat St. Mary's 4-3 in OT in Game 5 to win the ultimate prize. Our own Steve Sabrin had the final call.
McRobbie coming into the zone, trying to get the edge. McRobbie driving the net, goes around. McRobbie wrap around. It's open. They score! O'Donnell! O'Donnell scores! Sutherland Cup champions!
Listowel won the Sutherland Cup for the first time in 2018. They also won the Cherry Cup earlier this year for the fourth time. He's played just 6 NHL playoff games, but Artur Shelov is already earning a reputation for stepping up in big moments. The Vancouver Canucks rookie goalie put in another impressive performance on Sunday, making 42 saves and backstopping his team to a 4-3 win over the Edmonton Oilers in second-round playoff action. The victory gave Vancouver a 2-1 edge in the best-of-7 matchup. Canada dented the United States' recent dominance in para hockey with a 2-1 win for the gold medal in Sunday's World Championship final. The Canadians had lost 3 straight World Championship finals to the Americans, as well as the 2018 and 2022 Paralympic Games finals to the U.S. Canada claimed its first World Para title since 2017 and first on home ice. Moncton's Corbin Smith was on the team. For more on these and other stories, go to cknxnewstoday.ca.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.